we get things underway this afternoon by welcoming into the program an author, humorist, longtime panelist on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're thrilled to have Tom Baudet joining us. Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, hey, Rich, thanks for having me. I do appreciate it.
Been a fan of your work for a long, long time, and I want to go back to almost the beginning here. You're building houses in Homer, Alaska, back in the day. How did NPR learn about you, and how did that connection get established?
Well, I was doing these local commentaries on the local news at our little public radio station there, KBBI, for a while, just for fun. A buddy of mine worked at the station, and they found their way down through the hands of a couple Alaska producers to All Things Considered in Washington, and the next thing I know, you know, here was a whole new life for me, which was better than the old one somehow.
Well, yeah, and not long after that, the folks from a little motel chain worked out. That connection has served you both pretty well through the years.
Can you believe it's 32 years this year that since we started doing that? I did that for the money once in 1986, and it's just become this amazing, long, and wonderful ride. I'm a very fortunate guy.
Now, the story I read on the unimpeachable source, Wikipedia, said that they liked you because you sounded like someone who might stay at a Motel 6. Is that right?
Well, that was said to me at that time. I do remember I said, when I was asking all the questions at the beginning of it all, like, you know, how much and things like that. I said, and why me? And they said, well, you do sound like the kind of person who stays there. And all I could say back is, well, I am the kind of person who stays there. So that worked.
Fantastic. Now, what led you to go from one side of the country to the other?
Well, that was more family matters. My wife, Rita, was pregnant with who would be the first grandchild on her side of the family. And her family was all out in the east here. And so somehow that was enough gravitational pull to get me away from Alaska and into the loving arms of family. And I got to say, living in Vermont as we have now for the last 16 years has been another wonderful and unexpected surprise and a gift to my life.
Well, a gift to all of us is Saturdays on NPR, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. You are the third panelist to be on our show. Amy Dickinson, Paula Poundstone has been on with us a bunch of times. Now, Paula insists that for all the time she's been on, that she has almost never won. Is she exaggerating a little?
Almost never is very accurate. That never is exaggerating because she has won a time or two. But the reason for that is not because Paula Poundstone, as you well know, is in any way dim-witted or uninformed. But Paula is a true professional in that if you ask her a question and she thinks of something that's funnier than the answer, you're going to get the laugh before you get the answer.
Now, is it true that everything is unscripted on Wait, Wait?
Yes, that's true. Everything the panelists do, the only thing we know going out there is that bluff, the listener question from the night before, and we are able to write those, of course, before the show starts. But all of the other questions and the stuff that comes our way is that's the first time we hear it. It's an awful lot of fun.
We're talking with Tom Baudet here on Downtown. We've all got our favorite Tom Baudet work, but my producer, Carrie, especially loves your work on Animaniacs.
Oh, yeah. She must be, what, about 35?
I'm actually a little older than that. I'm 50, but
But he's young at heart.
I'm young at heart, and I was a huge fan of that old-style animation that Animaniacs brought back. And your good idea, bad idea bits were just hilarious.
Yeah, that was the most fun I've ever had working during that series for them. They were having so much fun, and I would go down to L.A. to the studio. You know, it was a Spielberg production and Warner Brothers animation, and it was just such a wonderful, wonderful time. And it's the only thing. My son, my oldest son, was in the sixth grade. That's right. And I was doing something that made me cool.
You've also got a really wonderful project that you're involved in right now in Brattleboro, Vermont, Hatch Space, a nonprofit woodworking school and community shop. I was reading about it over the weekend. This just sounds like a wonderful opportunity for all kinds of different people in your community.
Yeah, well, it's what it is our intention with it is to bring people who into the world of woodworking. And woodworking, because that's what we know. My partners and I have been woodworkers all our lives. And the real point of it is to get people making things with their hands, working together, and building community around something other than our glowing screens or, you know, things such as that. Maybe it's old school thinking, but I really believe we're at our best while we're talking to each other face to face and sharing something that we've done ourselves.
But, and it sounds like it's a kind of space where people can learn woodworking, but also have access to perhaps the kind of tools they don't have in their own home shops.
Yeah, that's right. We have a lot of people involved with us who are, you know, seasoned professionals who maybe need a 44-inch wide belt sander once a year, and they're going to come down and be in our shop because we've got one of those. And hopefully while they're there, they'll be able to interact with some of our less experienced members, and everybody learns a little bit from each other.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Now, you're also involved in local government there in Vermont. How has that experience been for you?
Well, it was a great experience. I was on the Dummerston Select Board for 7 years, which was really, it wasn't as much fun as Animaniacs, but almost as silly sometimes. And I enjoyed it very much. I'm no longer on the select board, but I expect I will get back to it one day. It's, you know, Vermont, like Maine, you know, we're a very rural state, and the towns still have, a good measure of control over, solve a few problems.
Well, we wish you continued success in everything you do, Tom. We've been fans of your work for a whole lot of years. It's great to have you on with us this afternoon. Thanks so much for being with us, and hope to do it again sometime.
Well, and thanks for having me, and I apologize I had to do this while driving. I appreciate your listeners having patience for that. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, it was worth it. Thank you, Tom. Tom Baudette joining us here on Downtown, of course, every Saturday on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.